Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the Gay Man's Therapist, and this is a short podcast on 10 quick tips to find true love. Yay! Finding someone sure isn't easy, but there are plenty of good guys still out there. You can't control which ones will respond to you, but you do have the best tool. That's you, to increase the chances that the right one will. So the more you're yourself, the more you'll attract someone. So forget all those dating tips that tell you how to twist yourself into a pretzel to get a man. Just be more yourself, and they'll come. So here's my 10 quick tips to help you get started with hooking your Mr. Right now, or to move closer to the man that you're with. They all start with F, because you're fabulous. So number one is focus. Each day you want to turn within and meet yourself. Have a centering practice that's relaxing. Meditation, yoga, a walk, anything that grounds you. Being centered attracts. Your real self can shine through, and when we're authentic, people are drawn to us. Number two is to figure out. Make a list of the qualities that you want and need in another man. Getting clear about what it is that you want increases the chances that you're going to get it. In addition, you can practice being the things that you want in another man yourself. So if you want love, you can practice being loving. The kinds of men you want will come back to you like a boomerang, because like attracts like. Third is finesse. You don't have to look like Brad Pitt, but certainly you want to look your personal best. It says, I care about me. This is a nice impression, it's attractive, and it reflects a personal sense of togetherness. It's not about being superficial or impressing, but rather doing the best with what you got. Number four is fun. A first date isn't the time to talk about how much your ex screwed you over or to interrogate your man. It's just a time to introduce yourself. So do something that's sort of light and positive. Do something that's fun and spontaneous if you can. Having fun will attract him back for that second date like a magnet. Number five is fearless. Even if you don't, act as if you have confidence. Men love confidence. Rejection means nothing about you. I have dark hair, and if someone rejects me, I may think, well, he likes blondes, he likes redheads. Rejection is always about someone else taking care of themselves. It's about their likes and dislikes. So don't take it personal and move on to the next one. Number six, forget attitude. Attitude just isn't nice. Try being inviting, not aloof. If you're friendly and have a warm, open heart, people will feel safe and respond to that more than aloofness. Number seven. Frequent activities that interest you on a consistent basis, where you'll also encounter the type of guys with the qualities that you want. So you're not asking, where are all the hotties tonight, but rather, what do I like to do? And then get busy, get out there, and do it. So if I want to meet fit, warm-hearted guys, I may do yoga at my gym every Sunday at 7 o'clock for 3 months and encounter like-minded men who have the kinds of qualities that I'm searching for. Number eight. Free your mind enough to see the signs. Read social subtle cues and remain open, especially to someone who might be different than your type. Number nine is fine. Yes, you are fine. Why are people lucky to know you? You want to share your strengths and sort of sell yourself. Why is my life less without you in it? Bring what you have to the table. And number 10, have some lines. You know, you certainly don't want to be scripted. And, hi, my name is Angelo, with a warm smile and a firm handshake certainly works best. But you may want to have a few lines ready just in case you need something in those awkward moments when you're starstruck with love. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed these quick tips. Get a chance to receive the full benefits by purchasing my book, March 8th, 2008, Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love. Also, you can experience these in-depth if you live in the New York area in my workshops, retreats. If not, I have teleseminars and much more at my website, askangelo.com, so be sure to visit. Many guys are able to use what they learn right away. How good is that? So thanks for listening, and remember to take care of yourself. I'm out.